H.O.
What up?
We must be back with a new season, man. 1100 a.m.
That right?
And we got Tiff, Hand in the building, H.O. and Coach. You now about to witness the strength of Sports Talk Radio.
Lego.
I can read your mind, you know it's that time.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly, I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill the whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in, never stall in. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the King fam. Woo. Been ballin' since Space Jam. New logo like the L.A. Rams. SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Woo. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real talk, canine, I know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
I ain't gonna say it.
Bang, bang, bang. Yeah, welcome, welcome, Atlanta. We are here. Sports Roundtable live from the Sports Jock Studios overlooking Atlantic Station. SRT crew in the building. Thanks for tuning in last week. Our debut show. And had to drink some Red Bull before we got in here tonight because we energized, baby. And I am your humble host, Mr. H.O. from Bankhead. I'm just 25% of the SRT crew. But thanks for tuning in to the hottest, when I say hottest, the hottest sports talk radio show on radio. Sports Roundtable, if you have not heard, is an informative-based show, but we're just doing it in an entertaining way. With that being said, let me introduce the rest of my crew. We up in here doing our thing tonight, baby. To my dear left, immediate left, she'll tell you who's in the building.
The Jewel of Sports is in the building. Bling. What's up, crew?
What up?
What up, Jewel?
Good to see y'all faces on this Wednesday night.
Absolutely.
As we are live on WWWEAM 1100.
You already know.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
Yes.
I'm ready to talk some sports. You know what? I'm ready to see some sports. Like, baseball is like really the only thing that's like for real on TV because this preseason ain't really all that.
Too many people getting hurt.
It's not like, a sport. It's a game.
Oh, my bad, D. I'm not even gonna get you started. I shouldn't even went there.
And my main man from Memphis, Tennessee, where Ballin' G grew up, Mr. Hancock. What up, Han?
What's up, big homie? What's up, crew?
What up? Brandon.
What's happening?
Back in the building. What's up, Atlanta?
There you go.
Yeah, baby. Let's do this sports thing.
Sports Roundtable, baby. Atlanta, AM 1100, and the college football champion of the world. And he's representing with his AO, Mr. D. Will, the coach.
What's happening then?
What up,
hey, I came in here because it's game week, and so I put on my Nick Saban shirt.
Look, you look like coach.
I look like Coach Saban. You understand. You're on the staff.
I got it buttoned up to the top.
You know? Yeah, I see that. You look good. You're on the coach's staff. You look good today.
Look at the onlookers.
I know. Hey, I'm just going to hit them with the old school. Bama.
There it is.
All right, man. Listen, Sports Roundtable, everybody get this thing started. Follow us on social media, Facebook at
SRT Radio.
Instagram, man.
SRT Radio.
And Twitter at
SRT Radio. My bad, I was drinking some water.
I was trying to get the tight sweat.
Oh, man, if you want to join the show, please call in. Join the show. 404-603-8770. Real quick, before we even get into it, got to give a special birthday shout out to my girl Tracy. She's getting a year younger tomorrow. And a very, very special, special prayer. And God has been with us. My main man, Marlon Irving, who had a brain aneurysm months ago, is actually now walking and talking.
Shout out, Irv.
He's in the rehab in Augusta, Georgia now. So we've been praying for him, man. And
God is good. I'm happy to hear that news.
Yes. Already. So
can't wait to get him back on the show.
Yeah, exactly. Let me give you a quick rundown of the show. We got the Hot 88 coming up. And we got college football roundtable discussion. Well, we're going to actually tell you what team has a playoff game in the first week of the season. What else we got? Of course, we're going to go through some sports updates. And that'll take care of the first half of the show. We're coming back with a FanDuel report.
Yes, sir.
What a cooler report. And we're going to talk NFL roundtable discussion. Why is everybody getting hurt? Should we just don't even worry about preseason now?
I mean, come on now. It's pathetic.
It is very pathetic. But we're going to talk about that, all of that. And we got some get it off your chest. It's becoming one of our favorite segments.
I like mine tonight.
Get it off your chest! All right, man, with that being said, it is time now to get into the hot 888.
It's now time for the hot 888, the hottest 8 stories of the week.
Hot 888. Sponsored by Smart Shield Security. If you need home security, please call our friends at Smart Shield Security. Plans start as low as $14.95. Give them a call, 404-590-3996, or you can visit the website, smartshieldsecurity.com. All right, first question. Top 8 stories of the week. Tiff.
Yes, sir.
Your boy Bosa.
Yeah.
And the Chargers.
I like him.
Finally reached the deal.
Finally.
And who, in your opinion, who wins? Bosa or the Chargers?
Well, when you get a guaranteed $17 million, you're a hashtag winner. You're winning. Yeah, Bosa won that. Like, for real. He like, his holdout was because he wanted all that money at one time. And the Chargers didn't want to give it to him, and they were also mad about some offset language. And they end up compromising, and they still end up paying him $14.45 million this year, and then they're going to give him the rest in March. So it's almost like you're paying him in the same year anyway, because it's only a few months later. But I kind of think that the Chargers really losing the situation, because that's supposed to be their star pick, and you made him really miss out on a lot of valuable training camp time, some good preseason games that he could have got some real good game speed action in and everything. But, I mean, maybe he'll be a situation like Todd Gurley, and it won't affect him missing some games, like some early games like that, and he'll just come in and be a beast. But yep. Bosa's a winner. $17 million,
gotcha. I hear you.
Yeah.
Question number two.
Yeah, big O. Or, sorry, H-O.
No, you good.
After reading in an Atlanta Hawks site, they are predicting Schroeder to average 15-6. Oh, gosh. Do you agree or disagree? Like, seriously, come on.
We all know it's Schroeder and Howard thing. This is the biggest, you know, this is their thing, their time for the Hawks. I read a report also that if he was played starter minutes, that he would have averaged 19-7.
Really?
Yes. So, with that being said, I'm going to say he would probably average 14-7. So, to answer the question,
right,
I don't agree with that, but somewhere close to it.
Something like that.
14-7, I think, would be that, but maybe that's more hope than reality, but let's hope that's what he does. All right, Hancock. Question number three. Which SEC coach has the most pressure on them this year? Butch Jones, Les Miles, Kirby Smart, Gus Malzahn, or Will Muschamp?
Well, I went with one of the names that you provided for me, which was Gus Malzahn. But I have to give honorable mention to Hugh Freeze with all the turmoil and off-the-field stuff that's going on down there. So, but I'm going with Gus Malzahn because, you know, after getting to the championship game in 2013 and losing to the eventual national championship, Jameis Winston-led Seminoles, you know.
A. Walker paying that great Winston
today. You know. That program has been in steady decline, man. You look at 2014, they were 8-5. Then last year came out with some expectations and went 7-6. So the natives are getting restless down there at Auburn. So, yeah, I'm going with Malzahn because he was the name that you mentioned. But I think I'd have to go he and Freeze.
Okay.
You know, what they're doing in Ole Miss.
And what stadium do Auburn play?
They Bama. Play down at Jordan Hair. Not Jordan Hair. Jordan Hair.
There you go.
Jordan Hair.
No brother.
All right, question number four. D. Will, the coach. And this is a great coach question. Will Oregon bounce back to the national scene? That's Oregon Ducks. in college football, where they bounce back to the national scene as they
Oregon, baby.
Spend, I was going to ask you to shoot it.
They spent most of the year out of the scene last year.
No. And this is why. They got 6 returning starters on offense, 5 on defense. They're bringing in, this is their second consecutive year bringing in a transfer quarterback. All right. Mm-hmm. They're bringing in Dakota Purcock. Purcock. I can't even say it.
Help him out too. Is that right?
Yeah, that's Purcock. Yeah. Purcock.
He got that. Okay.
DP.
Yeah, he got it right
DP.
There.
Yeah. DP. That's his name. Yeah.
I like that
DP.
Better.
So from Montana State, I doubt they will be this year. All right. Because with a new quarterback, not a lot returning, and them falling off the scene last year, I think it's going to be hard for them to come back. But they are playing in the Pac-12. And with them playing in the Pac-12, where it's not a heavy, top-loaded conference, they got a chance. All right? It's a flip of a coin. They got a chance.
So basically, not the national scene, but maybe the Pac-12 scene.
Bingo. Bingo.
All right, question number 5.
All right, Big H.O. Embattled Dodger outfielder Yasiel Puig was sent down to the minors 3 weeks ago. Do you think he will ever get back to the majors?
All right, so this kid came onto the scene, and he got paid 7 years, $42 million. They said an unnamed team claimed him off waivers last night. And Rosenthal let out the bag on Twitter that it could be the Red Sox. So now the Dodgers are talking about pulling him back off waivers to see if they can trade him in the offseason because the Red Sox has one of the richest farm system in the major league. So will he play back with the Dodgers? I think after this season, he will not. I think they will trade him in the offseason. It'll be better to trade him in the offseason than work out a deal now in with the waiver wire, and they got into 12 o'clock tonight. It's midnight to pull him back off waivers. But I think, in my opinion, he gets traded this offseason and Dodgers will pull him back. Question number 6. This is for the Jew, Tiff. Eddie Lacy said he will get a haircut and lose his locks after being tackled by his hair. Your thoughts?
I'm not a big fan of football players having dreads anyway because it's a part of the uniform and you could easily get tackled by it. And, I mean, it's no penalty. So that's the easiest way to bring him down. It really is. They can't really tackle him one man and pull him down. So they really have to grab him by his hair because that's the easiest way to bring him down. And he said that he won't chop him off. He'll most likely trim him because he doesn't know how many more times he wants to experience that because it's that painful. But you know,
that's the stupidest rule, though, to grab. You can grab someone's hair and pull them down, but it's not a horse collar.
Right.
But you can grab a jersey and it's a penalty.
Right.
But they both do the same
thing. They're pulling their hair backwards.
You can pull someone backward and tear their knees up.
Exactly.
That's what the penalty was designed to prevent.
Mm-hmm. And they even dropped the horse collar rule to the nameplate this year. So it's not even, you don't even have to go inside the shoulder pads.
Yeah.
It's just nameplate. Crazy,
yeah. Man. It's gonna if he doesn't cut them, it's gonna hurt him more than help him.
Yeah. Well, he said it already hurt, so
it might help him lose 5 more pounds.
All right, question number 7. Mr. Hancock.
Yes, sir.
The Broncos have announced Trevor Siemian as their starting quarterback. Your thoughts and reactions, surprise, shock, what?
Well, I mean, we've seen this type of thing happen before when we saw Seattle go out and sign Matt Flynn. And signing Matt Flynn, he wasn't able to beat out Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson came on and became an instant success with Seattle, eventually leading them to 2 Super Bowls and winning one. Now, I'm not saying Siemian would do that. But when you have the type of defense that Denver plays, what you want to do is have a quarterback that doesn't lose a game,
right,
that manages and makes a play when a play is there to be made. If Siemian can do that, right the ship, not turn the ball over like Sanchez does, which is why I think he beat him out, I think you have a decent – and I've seen him play at Northwestern. He had a kid, made some plays there in the Big Ten, so – I think he'll fit in there because I don't think they'll ask him to do anything out of his comfort zone.
Right.
You know, running game, time to pass. He has some good wide receivers and great defense. So that's a formula for success if, you know, they just keep him in the right situation.
Okay. Last question of the night, Mr. D. Will, the coach, will JT Barrett become a Heisman contender this year like he was a few years ago?
All right, before I answer that question, let me give a shout-out to my my cousin, Lil Earl, in Huntsville at Rocket
up,
City Legends Barbershop.
There you go. What's up, Earl?
They are listening right now in the barbershop.
There you
What's up? Shout-out to the barbershop.
So shout-out Rocket City Legends in Huntsville, Alabama, man. Hey, back to the Heisman contender. Yes, he will be a contender. But being a contender doesn't say much. All right? He will be mentioned because of his skill set. We know he can play the position. We know how good of a player he is. But I think with his lack of experience, not lack of talent, but lack of experience around him, he's going to struggle a tad bit. Because just me personally, I think Ohio State's going to take a step back this year. Okay? But he's a very good player, and I think, of course, he's going to be a long shot to win it. Because in my opinion, again, I think it's Deshaun Watson's award to lose. All right? And after Deshaun Watson, it's going to be hard-pressed for anybody to beat out McCaffrey out there on the West Coast, because he's going to put up astronomical numbers. So JT Barrett will be mentioned. He will be a contender, but I think he's a long shot to actually win the award.
Okay, well, cool. Glad you brought that up. We will tackle that and more in our roundtable discussion, but that is it for our Hot 888, and it was sponsored to you by Smart Shield Security. If you need a home security, please call our friends at Smart Shield Security. Plans start at as low as $14.95 a month. Please give them a call, 404-590-3996, and you can visit the website, smartshieldsecurity.com. But Sports Roundtable is about to give y'all a little gift, as we always do. We're about to get to this sports update with the Jewel of Sports.
For a sports update.
Welcome to the Sports Update with the Jewel of Sports, Tiffany Boyd, on the SRT Show. Man, you already heard us say that injuries are running rampant in preseason. And Vikings starting quarterback Teddy Bridgewater tore his ACL and dislocated his kneecap in practice on Tuesday and is out for the season on a non-contact play. The injury was so scary that practice was called off immediately. He has a complete tear and structural damage from this. And hot rumor on the street is that the Vikings are looking at Mark Sanchez from the Broncos to go, because the Broncos are trying to get rid of him. So we'll see what happens with that. And you heard us talk about Oregon being in the Pac-12. Well, the Pac-12 has agreed to a multi-year partnership with Fox Sports Australia to televise football and men's basketball games. Cal in Hawaii last Friday helped kick off that partnership along with the 2016 college football season in Sydney, Australia. And Dancing with the Stars is getting ready to start its 23rd season. And, of course, they always pick athletes for the competition. Ryan Lochte and all his controversy landed him a spot, along with newly retired NFL star Calvin Johnson, a.k.a. Megatron. Lori Hernandez, that was part of the USA Women's Final Five gymnastics team, and IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe have all been picked to be a part of Dancing with the Stars. And you know what? That's a wrap on your sports update with the Jewel of Sports. Catch us every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on WWE AM 1100.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the update. That was awesome.
Of course.
But you go from trouble to possibly getting money. Ryan Lochte.
Yeah.
I mean.
But that show always wants a controversial person. And since everybody's talking about him right now.
So he did it on purpose?
I mean, he could have to get somebody to.
That just shows his privilege.
Damn.
Okay, we're going to have to go to commercial.
Who can argue with that? I digress.
Who can get in trouble in that way and still come up?
That part. You lose all your sponsorships, but yet you get a job on Dancing with the Stars.
What D. Will say?
What D. Will say?
That part, right? Yeah, I digress on that one.
Hey, man. Listen, we about to go to commercial break. But when we get back, I will let you know what team will be actually playing for a playoff spot in the first week. We're going to talk about the Heisman. We'll talk about which actual team will not get back to the Final Four in college football. You're listening to Sports Roundtable, SRT Crew, 1100 AM. We'll be right back. Keep it locked.
Keep your ears locked. Sports Roundtable will be right back.
The sun is out, the kids are home, and you're ready to make this summer one they'll never forget. Gather up the family and head over to Lake Winnie, the South's best value amusement park, where there's excitement for everyone. Watch the little ones light up as they experience attractions like the flying elephants and the bumblebees. Get your thrill-seeking hearts racing as you free-fall 14 stories on the Ozone and see if you can stomach the all-new Twister ride. You'll flip over it. Then, satisfy your taste buds with delicious treats like the legendary funnel cakes. With so much to offer and so close to home, Lake Winnie is the perfect place for every family to have fun together. Now open Wednesday through Sunday. On Thursdays, bring a canned food item and save $5 on an unlimited ride ticket. Sponsored by WRCB-TV. For more information, visit lakewinnie.com.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
This summer, SLS Las Vegas adds a mischievous chapter with the ultimate party package called Hashtag My Vegas Story. Guests 21 and over who book a two-night stay in the Boutique Story Tower receive a complimentary mini bar stocked with more than $200 worth of party essentials, including vodka, Fireball, Bud Light, Red Bull, and much more, while enjoying VIP access to day life and nightlife experiences. To book your stay, visit slslasvegas.com/myvegasstory.
Experience the difference on WWE 1100 Talk Radio. From news, politics, sports, and entertainment, you will find a variety of different discussions you can be a part of. Come check us out on Facebook on WWE 1100 AM and Twitter at 1100 AM Atlanta. See you there.
You're listening to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew on WWE 1100 AM.
Sports Roundtable, SRT crew back in the building. AM 1100. Thanks for tuning in. Just got finished with the hot 8 at 8 as you're listening to the hottest sports show on radio. I am your humble host, Mr. H.O. from Bankhead. I got Tiff Hand and the coach, D. Will, in the building. And of course, if y'all want to know who bumping them tracks, making all them sounds sound good, Mr. G Money behind the glass.
G Money!
Doing his thing. But right now, we're about to hop into one of our favorite segments since college football. You know what I'm going to do Saturday morning? I'm going to do every year. Get up, go outside, and just smell
the
college football.
I hate you.
You know what I mean?
I hate you.
D-Will, you can relate.
Most definitely.
Yeah! So, man, it's probably the best week of the year. Arguably, but could be. All right, man, let's go ahead and jump into the roundtable discussion.
Here's your SRT roundtable discussion.
All right, crew. Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, Michigan State. All was in the Final Four last year. Hancock, which team don't make it back?
Well, I had two, big hoe. I had Michigan State, big homie. I had Michigan State and Oklahoma. I don't think Oklahoma I don't think they make it back either. You know, I definitely don't believe in Michigan State this year. I think it's too much turnover, and something about Oklahoma just doesn't seem right with me. I think they'll struggle in conference, and you know, the big games that they have outside of conference, I don't think they're going to make it back. I got Clemson with a 65% chance of getting back, and D-Wells, Alabama with about 70%.
I heard you last week on the Rain Man Show. Shout out Slick Money and the Rain Man Show Friday nights, yeah. 7 to 8.
Thursday night,
7 to 8, right here on 1100 AM. But I got a beef.
Beef it up.
With the person sitting to my left.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm going to need him to explain this because I understand y'all just make picks on that show. Y'all don't break down stuff. I need for him to explain his pick from last week.
You mean now?
Ain't we talking college football?
I just don't know if Nick trusts the defensive coordinator yet. The best player on the team is a tight end and a wide receiver. And you don't even know who's going to throw them the ball or get them the ball. You have a running back that has not even – I don't even know if he have 100 carries in his career at Alabama yet.
Oh, no, not at all.
You know, so with the defensive coordinator, which Nick, he bangs his hat on. I mean, he plays man-to-man outside on all defense, and he just floods the run game. I'm not sure if he trusts – what is his name, man?
Jeremy Pruitt.
I don't know if he trusts Jeremy Pruitt yet.
And I'm going to tell you, I know we're getting off a little sub, but I'm going to rebuttal that by saying he don't have to trust Jeremy Pruitt because Nick Saban is the actual defensive coordinator.
I get that. Trust me, I get that. But when we
so
see,
you got to trust him.
Right. And I do trust him. But if you spend a lot of time down there with Pruitt, you're going to leave Kiffin by himself.
You know what, though? The only thing I see
he gonna run wild.
Yeah, he going to run. Hey, everything will be passed.
Boy, 90 yards.
But how many times are we here? It's every year. And this is why I think the safest bet to go is just pick Alabama. I mean, seriously, it's the safest bet on
true,
the boat.
True, very true.
Because every year, they like, well, they don't have a quarterback this time.
But they always end up having one.
Their defense might be a little step.
always end up having one.
The thing that happens with them is they don't need a big-time quarterback.
They don't.
Never have.
You know,
all they need is Nick Saban.
I think the school just reloads. Now, yeah. The one key that I do agree with you on is there's not that carryover this year. You don't have those names that are coming back
right.
That did kind of lead you, you know, into the next year. That might be a problem. But when you look at it, since what, 2011, something like that?
Nah, we won our first one in 2009.
Well, okay, yeah. They've been the safest bet on the board. So,
connection?
I mean, I'm just going to put them in there. I mean, you got... is the better chance than anybody else.
Because my thing is, do you... Okay,
I answered your question.
Yeah, you did. I appreciate that. Yeah. But my thing is, and now back to the subject of your question that we were on, I would trust Jeremy Pruitt, someone who's not on the field, way more than I trust Brandon Harris, the quarterback for LSU, who's going to be on the field. It seems like he's been there 11 years, and he is yet to show and prove that he is able to play the quarterback position adequately at all. Especially throwing the football. Now, I give you do have Leonard Fournette. But if we saw last year after the Bama game, people loaded up on Fournette.
Yes.
And they made Brandon Harris make plays. And I just don't think he's capable of making the plays to win football games in the SEC West. But is it on me now to go?
Might as well be.
Might as well.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we do.
Yeah.
I agree with Hancock. I'm taking Michigan State out. And the reason is because I think they got there last year by default. Okay? They had to turn over a quarterback. They lose enough. Brian O'Connor, was he fifth year senior? He was something
he
like that.
He seemed like he was there.
Yeah, he was there forever. All right, so
Connor Cook, you mean?
Yeah, Connor Cook.
Connor Sutter one got hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately.
So, with him leaving and Michigan State having the turnover that they have, I just don't see them being the team to get there because I don't think they were supposed to be there last year. I thought Ohio State was going to get back. That's just my opinion. And I'm picking Iowa because we all know the Big Ten champion, unless they have two losses, will get in the Final Four. So I'm taking Iowa to win the Big Ten. So I like Oklahoma. I don't think they were supposed to be there last year either. I think they got in by default. And Baker Mayfield, I think he's a young Johnny Manziel. I really do. He reminds me of that gunslinger playmaker type of player. So, I'm not saying he's him.
I would want to be on that one. I like him.
I understand what you're saying. I guarantee you, he don't even want that name mentioned. Right
he don't. Sure don't. He don't want that name mentioned nowhere near his name.
But I really think he has the gunslinger mentality that can win you football games. Mm-hmm. He'll run around in the pocket. He'll make the plays he needs to make. That's and. With Baylor being down this year, TCU being down this year, I think they can easily win the Big 12. Mm-hmm. So, like I say, if I'm going to have to take a team out, it's going to be Michigan State.
Mm-hmm. All right, before I get my pick, I'm going to just tell I'm going to look at Tiffany. And Hancock bought a Chick-fil-A 2 weeks ago, right?
And ain't brought it back since.
Right.
Oh, wow.
But based on that conversation, he must have bought Chick-fil-A tonight.
I think he might have.
He might have bought Chick-fil-A and didn't give us none.
Hey. They must have been in the car or something eating. We missed out.
I tried to figure out why I was in the prep room by myself.
Oh, I mean, what happened? Where was I at?
D-Will brought Hancock Chick-fil-A tonight.
And they didn't even get us none.
Yeah. Okay, listen, Chick-fil-A is on me next week.
Because we got spoiled like, the first
Hancock,
week.
Hancock and Big H-O like cheese on their chicken sandwiches. Me and Tiff gonna take them plain.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Hey, that's a little tongue in cheek, babe. I told you we do it in an entertaining way. But I think Oklahoma's schedule is too tough to run the table. They don't have enough games in the Big 12 to even make up because everybody's down.
True.
I mean, everybody is down. I mean, you got to play Tech. And if they lose a game and they playing Houston first, that's really going to put them behind the eight ball. And if they mess around and lose to Texas, you know, Texas Tech, and as much as everybody's sleeping on TCU, I'm not sure. I mean, Garrett Patterson is Garrett Patterson.
I think we all got a few sleepers. Yeah. That's the one you've been
catching. Yeah, I mean, Garrett Patterson is Garrett Patterson. So, I'm not so sure Oklahoma makes it back.
Just losing Trayvon Boykins going to hurt TCU. He was the mainstay. He was
Kenny
that offense.
Trill, baby.
Hold on.
Kenny he got Trill hurt. Is Kenny Keel. We saw what happened to him at Texas A&M. He imploded.
He fell off, man.
You don't think he come back from
that? I don't.
No, I don't either.
What if Garrett Patterson puts him in a better situation?
Now, that could be it. But I'm saying what better situation? Well, I can't say that.
But TCU can be the better situation if there
is. They came back last in the bowl game without Trayvon Boykins.
Yeah,
but they don't have the
same quarterback. They was down with 30.
Exactly. They
35 nothing?
Yes, they were.
Hey, who were they playing? Greg might have to get that for us. But, I don't.
Tiffany, give us your pick. What D Weird think about?
Well, you were talking about Oklahoma's schedule being hard. I think Michigan State has a tough schedule that they won't get back with. Like, I think they can lose to Notre Dame. I think they can lose to Wisconsin. I think they can lose to Michigan. I think they can lose to Ohio State. So I really think that with them having a new quarterback coming in, like, they could easily drop some games that people think that they might win. So Michigan State definitely won't be back there at all.
Wow. Okay.
Wow, she just gave them like four losses.
Yeah, I did.
But
she hit them in the head.
But if you listen to them, she was on point. They could possibly lose all of those games.
Yeah, they really can. And that's go.
TCU played Oregon last year in the Alamo Bowl.
Oregon, baby!
So what are we really saying about what they did is my point. Oregon plays how much defense?
Zero. All right,
you made the point.
None.
You
made the point.
Thank you.
All right. First week of the season, we know, everybody should know now that Oklahoma plays Houston.
That's a great game.
Now, y'all answer this for me. Is this a playoff game for Houston in the first week?
Without a doubt.
Oh, basically.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is their playoff.
Yeah.
It's playoff, right?
Yeah, because if they
and
win
they
this.
And they got to win it, I feel.
They have to win
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know, and then they got to get some luck from some other conferences. Because
mm-hmm.
still, they're not in a Power 5. They're in, what do they call that, first five or whatever they call that
yeah.
five?
Mm-hmm.
Some five they have for that name. But, you know, they're already behind eight ball. You
yeah.
know, they don't have been. I think the only big team they have left out of conference will be Louisville at the end of the year.
They play at Cincinnati. And
like
they play at Memphis.
They got Louisville. Memphis, Cincinnati, all those people, man. I mean, you know, but they have Louisville left. I think that'll be one that could possibly get them over the hump. That Cincinnati and Memphis and Army.
That'll be nothing.
Come on, man.
They're not going to do nothing.
Hey, please.
Oh, my God.
That's not going to do nothing for your power rank.
No.
Nah.
That's crazy.
They might as well come play us those weeks.
Right.
Wow.
Today, we'll suit up for you.
Yeah, we'll suit up that
SRT
week.
Crew.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's go to the next subject. Who wins the Heisman, a quarterback or a running back? Let me just give you some names real quick. Josh Rosen, quarterback, UCLA. Luke Falk, quarterback, Washington State. JT Barrett, quarterback, Ohio State. Royce Freeman, running back. Greg Ward, quarterback, Houston. Baker Mayfield, quarterback, Oklahoma. Dalvin Cook, Florida State, running back. Christian McCaffrey, running back.
You go.
Leonard Fournette, running back, LSU. And, of course, Deshaun Watson, running quarterback. Well, I was going to say running quarterback, but
he is
dual threat.
I don't want him to get mad at me. Yeah. But anyway, quarterback.
He will snap.
Quarterback Clemson. So that's 10 names. Hancock, you want to go first? That's a stout list.
Yeah, I went quarterback, and all the hype surrounding Deshaun Watson, you have to say, you know, he's probably the odds on favorite, you know, where he's leading right now anyway. I think Baker Mayfield, if he has a big year, could actually put his name into it because he's a known entity right now. A lot of those other names you talked about, you know, people don't really know them. They would have to have, you know, serious, real big runs that people would see them on a national stage. And I'm not sure with all the love that Fournette gets and Cook getting a little bit, and with the guy that Stanford, McCaffrey, are getting, it's going to be too hard. But your original question was quarterback or running back. It's really a quarterback award. And if those two quarterbacks, Mayfield and Watson, really go off, I think they're going to win it. It's going to be special if Fournette or Cook or McCaffrey win. They're going to have just beasts of seasons. I don't think they can have just, you know, these are great seasons. They got to do something real big to get past those guys, and especially past Watson.
Coach?
I agree. I think it's going to be a quarterback, but the only way, like I said earlier, I think it's Deshaun Watson's award to lose. With him coming off of last year and with the hype of Clemson, if they make it back to the Final Four, he'll be the leading candidate. Because that means if they make it there, he's having a spectacular year. All right. But we know what type of award this is. If your team doesn't succeed,
right,
you fall off.
Exactly.
Good point.
So if Clemson happens to slip up and lose a game, it's gonna be McCaffrey's award. Because I just got this feeling that the country wants to see him win the award. Because he was invited last year, though he had a spectacular season, but we never thought he would have finished that high.
Oh, he was running up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He finished very high. So I got this feeling that, and I think Deshaun Watson had a better season last year, is the reason I say that. I think if Clemson has a slip up and loses a game, it's going to be a running back and it's going to be McCaffrey. Because we don't expect them to win much. All right, we don't expect them to be in the Final Four race. But if he puts up those astronomical numbers and Clemson loses a game, nobody's winning that award besides him.
Yeah, they got to win. I agree. And Fournette has to beat Alabama. So if he don't beat Alabama, he's not
going
to.
And listen,
if he don't beat Alabama, he's not getting Alabama, that award, seriously.
That's and he has to put up
is.
Numbers
right.
in
yeah.
that game.
Yeah.
Because he got to get stop them last year.
Yeah, I mean, even that's if he doesn't, he's got to have an impact game.
Exactly.
He's got to score a meaningful touchdown.
Yeah.
Something like that. And they have to
a Heisman moment.
Right. If he doesn't have that against Bama, with how they dogged him and beat him up last year, he's not going to win.
And I picked him for the last two seasons.
You have. But it's not going to work. I'm telling you, he does not beat them. It's all over. I don't care what else he does.
Yeah. I didn't want to pick him this year because if I picked him this year, that means he beat Alabama. So I just couldn't pick him this year. Couldn't do it.
But that's his cross to bear. That is definitely his.
All right, Tim, what you got?
I'm with them with saying that it's Deshaun Watson's award to lose, but I kind of think that it's the running backs league, like, because there's about like 10 good running backs out there right now that I think could push their way into the Heisman race and have a chance to actually win. I mean, we talked about Fournette. I mean, not to mention Dalvin Cook, Bo Scarborough. I'm talking about Perrine from Oklahoma.
That's what we didn't mention.
Right. Yeah. Nick Chubb, Royce Freeman in Oregon, Christian McCaffrey. I just think that it's a running backs league.
And James Conner from Pittsburgh.
There you go.
That's a sympathy vote right there.
I really think that.
James Conner.
If he put up some crazy numbers, James Conner, he got a chance a little bit.
What was on T2? What was his name, Conner?
Yeah, that
he
was
might as well get Arnold Schwarzenegger Conner.
So come on.
It does not matter. He don't have a chance.
Hey, I know what you wanted to say.
But yeah, P. Ryan to me. Yeah, great, but dude, I bet you people don't even know he's all-time rushing for one game in history.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, 427.
Yeah. He set the record for the most yards in a college game.
He sure did.
But that's what I mean. He's overshadowed, and he and Mayfield would tear up that vote because they're on the same team.
True. Mm-hmm.
They're going to mess up each other.
Yeah. True.
So that's going to be a problem with them. I don't know.
You're right.
It is what it is.
You're right, and you really can't argue with it because, like you say, Baker Mayfield will be up for it. We put him in the conversation, and we did put P. Ryan, and it's going to be very hard for one of them to step to the forefront because unless P. Ryan puts up 428 in a game, it's going to be hard because, like we say, it's a quarterback's league.
Right. And Baker's going to throw, what, 4 touchdowns?
And, yeah.
And he's going to throw it all around, make plays.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard. They're going to hurt each other. I think they'll hurt each other as far as the Heisman.
Yeah.
But I'm anxious to see Dalvin Cook, though.
I am too. Hey, stop that and talk about your team.
Like,
cool playing.
I think because
you know he's going to be good. Come on now.
Before he got hurt, the last we saw of Dalvin Cook, he was eating defenses up.
He averaged over 7 yards a touch, man.
And what's your new boy name? The crazy name?
Francois.
Francois. with Francois being back, they're gonna lean on him a lot.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And we know he got 30 carries in a game before.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, he gonna get fed.
Exactly.
So a lot.
He's gonna be there, but I don't care what kind of I just don't think he's gonna put up Christian McCaffrey numbers because he has
all purpose.
Exactly. The kickoff returns, the punt returns. Yeah. He does so much.
Like that Reggie Bush type.
Exactly.
Out there, no doubt.
Well, I tell you what, if you're out there listening, you have a vote. Give us a call, 404-603-8770. Tell us, quarterback, running back, who you got for the Heisman. My personal opinion, it's a Watson and McCaffrey toss-up. Whoever had a better season will win the Heisman. And whoever probably second or third, I think probably the next year, because I think they all set this stuff up, man, to me, where it is – McCaffrey is being pushed and Watson is being pushed after he did what he did in that championship game. So I just think it's whoever had a better season between them two.
But you have to look at McCaffrey's offensive line. I think he lost a lot of pieces on the offensive line. So that's one thing you have to worry about with them also.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
But let me ask you this. Isn't it crazy how you have McCaffrey, who we think is the leading running back for the award? Where do you think he falls in the line of this deep list of running backs? You know, like
for college or for pro? Like for pro,
I ain't gonna go pro. I'm talking about for college.
College.
Who would you rather have with this? I would take Dalvin Cook over him.
I would too.
I would take Leonard Fournette over him.
I would too.
I haven't even seen Bo Scarborough, and I probably would take him over him.
Yeah.
You know, but why is he getting that push? I understand he has the Reggie Bush effect.
Well, and you know what it is, D. It's what the conference he plays in.
And that's what I was
he
gonna
plays
say.
In a wide open, free flowing, freewheeling, really nearly no defense conference.
Exactly.
And when you play in the SEC, although there are points in the spread, still there's a more physical style of football even there, even in ACC, rather than out west. We just look at even Big Ten football.
Yeah.
We look at Big 12. Big 12 is just
they
like
spread
that.
It out.
They
too.
Just throw it, and that's what we see.
Yeah.
So it's I don't know, it's probably unfair because I'm sure they play some semblance of defense, but when we look at it, it just doesn't seem the same. You know, and that's what it is. It's just a it's what we call a Southern bias. Yeah. We got it. I mean, it's just innate in us. And when you look at their conference, it just doesn't look like they play tough football.
And especially when you see Leonard Fournette doing what he did against Auburn last year.
Right. And that's what, you know what we'll say. The first thing we say is, yeah, McCaffrey, he looked good out there, but he wouldn't do that in the SEC. Exactly. That's what we say.
That's what y'all say after everybody that ain't in the SEC.
Right. That's right. I mean, that's
what actually, it's kind of true.
All right. Let's get to our local stuff. UGA plays UNC this weekend, and Kirby Smart has not announced a starting quarterback yet. David Pollack has gone on record saying that he thinks Grayson Lambert will be the starter, and he thinks that it would be a better choice than Eason because Lambert doesn't turn the ball over, he's safe with it, and he can probably use his running back, Nick Chubb, Sonny Michel, if he's healthy, and a Holyfield son as well to kind of run the ball, slow the pace down from UNC because they will pick the pace up. So my question to you guys, what do you think about the comments of David Pollack and what Georgia needs to do the first week? And you can go ahead and start it up.
I'm a proponent of getting him in there under five. Because
so go with Eason.
Yeah, go ahead and play Eason because you saw what you had in Lambert, and which is just a mediocre quarterback. Pretty much that's all he is. He didn't come out and win the job, and he's an upperclassman. So why are you wasting time with him? If he didn't separate himself enough to take the job from the freshman, I'm going to put the freshman in and live and die with him. I got a running game. I got a semblance of defense. I'm a defensive-minded coach, so I'm going to play it close to the vest most of the time anyway and bring my quarterback along. Eason cannot get better sitting on the bench. He can only get better playing. So let him see it. Let him play against defenses, and let's roll with him. I mean, because what? If he's good, he's only going to be there 3 years. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. At 3 years, if you're a big-time quarterback, you're gone. If you're staying over four, which Lambert has left Virginia, come here, and whatever, so that tells you what
he's had plenty of chances to prove himself.
You've seen what he is. Move on.
Mm-hmm. And all reports coming out of Georgia camp is that Eason looks like the quarterback of the future.
Oh yeah.
So if you're even Kirby Smart came out and said how good he looks. So if he looks that good, why are you even in a debate? And I'm gonna tell you what I think this is. I think this is Kirby Smart taking a page out of Nick Saban's book and playing it close to the vest.
I agree.
He knows he's going to start Jacob Eason. But he doesn't want that first game to be game plan for. Even though you can't game plan for Jacob Eason because he's a true freshman.
Never seen him.
Exactly. But right. You got his high school tape. You got his spring game tapes. You got his scrimmages. But I think he's still playing it close to the vest for that purpose. Because I think Kirby Smart's a smart man.
I mean, it's a good strategy to do that, though.
It is. Honestly, you don't have to say who your quarterback is, so why do it?
Mm-hmm.
Nick Saban has done it the last 2 years.
Yeah.
All right? So I think it's going to be Jacob Eason, but I'm kind of to the fact, kind of like Alabama, if they run out Grayson Lambert, I think it's going to be a bad year for them because it's a conspiracy theory.
It is. He's absolutely right, though.
I got a conspiracy theory.
No, he's
theory.
Absolutely right.
If you run out Grayson Lambert, that means you're playing it safe.
Yep.
And that means you don't trust everything else around
him on
your team.
Uh-huh.
If you trust everything else, like you trust your defense, you trust your running backs, you trust your wide receivers, you're going to go with the young guy because you can make up for his mistakes at other positions.
Yeah.
If you can't make up those mistakes at other positions, you're going to be like, I need to go safe. Where I know he can do what I need him to do.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, D.
So, Tip, a lot of Nick Chubb or did Grayson go handling the ball or Eason?
They need just let them all play. I mean, they don't need to wear Nick Chubb out with him just now coming back off an injury.
The ball ain't heavy.
The ball ain't heavy, but I want you to have to wear him instead of ground him having to cut every which way 100 times in one game, like in the first game. I mean, ease him back into that thing and, you know, let the little freshman.
They got Holyfield.
True.
They got something to say.
This ain't boxing.
I mean, I'm a fan of the dual running back thing, so I'm definitely a fan of that. So, I mean, I would like to see them switch him off a little bit.
Yeah, he ought to have plenty of rest. He didn't play a lot last year.
Not at all. So
and Sonny Michel had been cleared to play the first game.
No, he's not cleared.
No, he's not cleared. That's why Holyfield's name came up. So,
yikes.
So, locally, Georgia Tech plays Boston College in Ireland, I think.
Yeah.
Come on, like 8
it's
o'clock
like
in the
first, yeah.
It really?
Yeah, I'll be Ubering.
Wow. Make
so,
that money.
So, what kind of season are we looking forward to Georgia Tech having? Most people are picking Boston College to actually win the game.
Yeah, man, they done let me down after, what was that, 2 years ago? They really showed up and acted like they was really about to do something. Now I have lost all hope.
They were 3-9 last year.
Yeah, terrible. And they probably going to be 3-9 this year.
Tech just needs to move into modern football.
You got a good point, though.
It is what it is. I mean, there are two offenses that you use when you cannot recruit big-time athletes. One is a wide-open spread, mm-hmm. where you spread people out, have smaller linemen, whatever, and you keep defenses on the field, and you keep them, you up-tempo the game. The other one is to run this antiquated old wishbone attack.
Yeah.
That's all it is. They call it whatever they want to call it. It's still a triple option. And he's going to run that. That's his style of football. And I just don't know when he's going to decide that, you know, it's time out for it. Well, he's not going to decide. The administration, if they don't decide, but they're still paying coaches from the 1800s. So
exactly. Yeah, they
don't
are.
Matter. He's safe because they just paid him some more money. You know, Paul Hewitt still getting paid. That's what it is. They got two.
They can't afford to get better.
They can't afford it. It's not like Notre Dame. You remember when they asked the father at Notre Dame, say, well, you just don't want to get rid of Tyler Weiss because you don't want to pay him. The man said, man, look, if we want to get rid of Tyler Weiss, believe me, money is not an option. they got money. But Georgia Tech, they're paying too many people, too many old coaches right now.
They really are.
So they're not going to get rid of
them. They can't develop an app or something? It's an engineering school.
Look, they're big money people. They're not into football. I mean, that's what it is. They're big money people not into football.
They'll be proud.
Now, if you tell them, come out and design a new scoreboard.
They'll do that.
Yeah, I mean,
they'll do that quick.
Something like that, you know, come out and get our turf where it won't get wet. You know, something.
Science and technology.
Well, they'll be proud that we are actually talking about them on AM 1100.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna have a bounce back season.
Do you?
Yeah, I do, and I'm gonna tell you why.
You don't have to bounce far.
Listen,
from 3-9, you really don't.
Exactly. 4 wins is an improvement.
It really
but
is.
Paul Johnson has never won 10 games back to back in his career at Georgia Tech. So what could we have expected from them last year,
coming
off the year they came? But also, they were so young on offense last year. Besides, what's my kid out of Prattville named quarterback?
Quarterback,
Justin
Thomas. Besides Justin Thomas, and you saw his confidence dwindle last year because he trusted nobody. He had absolutely nobody to get the football to, and he is an exceptional athlete. And with the offense that they run, the triple option, and like you say, it's just the wishbone.
The wing T
from old school high school football, and he runs that offense to perfection, whether we like it or not. With his skill set, he's perfect for it. And I just think that they're going to have a bounce back season because they're a year older. He's a year older. And I think they really got – I'm not saying 10 wins, but they're not going to be –
You're going to say what, 6?
And I think that'll be a 6 or 7
I
wins.
I mean, that's an improvement
that's
for them.
That's a great
it
year
is.
For them this
it
year.
Is.
If they get a bowl game – Let's say that. If they get a bowl game,
that's a huge improvement.
That's a huge – because, like Hancock just said, they have the potential to go 3-9 again.
Yeah, they do.
So 6 to 7 wins would be an improvement for them. And with that, I think Paul Johnson is a decent enough coach that he's not going to put – he can't put together back-to-back double-digit win seasons, but I don't think he's as bad to put together back-to-back 3-win seasons.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
But if you're losing to Boston College.
Man, if they lose to Boston College, they
go. But that's a hard game having to play in Australia. You got to go all the way to Australia to play.
Don't Boston College go to?
Yep. they do. They both going to be there.
It's not like they're in Chestnut Hill.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried Georgia Tech.
There you go.
You really did. Nice
try. Hey, I tried to get a local folks some love, man.
Hey, Mike Tirico would call 3 Notre Dame games this year. What y'all think about that?
Wow.
Tirico? That's the Monday Night Football?
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't he leave Monday Night Football?
Yes,
he's
he
on
did.
NBC.
Yeah, he NBC now.
Yes.
So. That's going to be dope for Notre Dame. They're going to have, at least they don't have to listen to Vern Lundquist.
Vern CBS.
That's what I'm talking about, because that's what the SEC games are.
Hey,
that's my point.
I just got a love old Uncle Vern.
That was my whole point. You ain't got to deal with Gary Danielson. You know what I'm saying? So
Tirico, he just coming off the Olympics. Now he going moving into this. I guess he go. Is he doing 3 games? I guess he go moving to the road permanently after next year.
So he's going to be on Notre Dame's broadcast?
Yeah.
I mean, their broadcast.
NBC. You know, their broadcast is NBC.
That's what I'm saying. But, you know, their national game. Yeah. I guess that's what it is. Uh-huh. So, yeah. Wow. So he's taking over who?
The guy, I can't remember.
I know his
name.
Tom something?
Yeah, but he's doing
So who's
golf.
Who's his riding? Who's his sidekick on that? Is it still the guy that, well, that's bad. Right?
Who's going to be his analyst? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure. But. From all reports, Tirico, 3 games. So, I mean, I guess they're easing them in.
Big for Notre Dame. They got a great one.
Yeah. That works,
yeah. Yeah, I like Tirico.
Really I do, too.
Yeah, that's – y'all going to miss my money tonight?
I am.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to listen to John Gruden more.
Hey, man, well, that's it.
Spider watch
for our
Spider 2 wide banana.
For our roundtable discussion, I did forget to mention that Jay's Used Cars is the official sponsor, but we got 2 segments, so you know that's how we do it. If you're looking for a used and pre-owned car, please contact Jay's Used Cars at 770-496-0339. And of course, if you mention SRT, you get a 10% discount on your down payment. Check out the website for inventory at jaysusedcars.com. Wow, what a discussion about college, quarterbacks, running backs.
Some good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned everybody.
True that.
Yeah. So, all right, man, let's go ahead and get to a sports update with the Jewel of Sports.
And now it's time for a sports update.
Welcome to the sports update with the Jewel of Sports, Tiffany Boyd, on the SRT Show. On August 24th, Kobe Bryant was honored at a ceremony in L.A. at City Hall. And that day in L.A. has been designated Kobe Bryant Day. They picked 824 because for the early part of his career, he wore the number 8. And for the next part, he wore the number 24. Kobe said the number 8 was like a racehorse. You've got the blinders on and you only see one thing and you're going after it. And he said the number 24, you start getting a little broader perspective. You have a little more awareness. The Lakers have no idea which number they are going to retire. But when Kobe asked which number he wanted to retire, he said he'd flip a coin and laughed. The Miami Heat's Chris Bosh, he is back on the court doing drills and workouts, saying that he will be ready by training camp. The only problem is he keeps getting his doctors to clear him, but he needs the Miami Heat doctors to clear him. They have to clear him because they are the ones that have to make the decision to absorb the legal risk of reoccurrence impacting his health. So that's why they have been very hesitant to clear him. But if you ask Chris Bosh and see his videos that he's been posting, he will be back by training camp. And the Sacramento Kings have signed Ty Lawson to a 1-year deal. He will be their backup point guard. Last season, he was splitting playing time with the Rockets, who actually bought out his contract in March, and the Indiana Pacers picked him up. Sacramento, they were thinking about starting him, but then they changed his mind. And you know what? That's a wrap on your sports update with the Jewel of Sports. Catch us every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on WWE AM 1100.
I like that. I heard the NBA got to get involved with that Chris Bosh situation.
Yeah, they do. It's a lot of people that's got to be involved.
They owe him 75 over 3 years, I think.
Yeah, they owe him a bunch of money.
But here's the thing, and here's why I think the Miami Heat won't clear him. In February, they can null and void his contract.
Exactly.
So they're going to try to drag this whole thing out until then.
They're going
to
drag it out until February.
And they're going to play him out.
And they're going to cut him.
They're going to play him like a...
They're going to cut him so they can get that money off the books going into the highest salary cap year in NBA history.
That's cold.
And then you're getting another $20 million off the books.
That's cold-blooded, man.
Hey, baby, it's a business.
That's Pat Riley.
Yeah.
It's a business. That's cold-blooded, y'all.
Hey, Pat Riley going to pay the NBA under the table.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Drag it out.
Drag it out
like you just make up some stuff.
Yeah, drag it out. So if he gets cut, does he play ever again?
No, because I don't think any other NBA team will want to pick him up. They'll see it as a risk.
Yeah, you're right, and that's the thing. You don't want him, you know, God forbid.
Reggie Lewis.
Something happened on the court, man. So,
and I can say, if you bring in Chris Bosh, you're not bringing him in for the league minimum. I'm sorry.
No, you got to pay him
some
dollars.
You're going to have to pay him, and you're not finna take that risk and pay him.
Right. Man.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's... Ooh. That is unbelievable. We got a call? Oh, not a call. Oh, okay. Oh, boy. Sports Roundtable, please catch us each and every Wednesday, 8 to 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. About to get ready to go to break. But when we come back, got that FanDuel report. We got that water cooler report. And we're going to talk a little NFL, baby. NFL Roundtable. FanDuel is back.
Buzz
Roundtable, baby. Keep it locked. SRT crew in the building.
Keep your ears locked. Sports Roundtable will be right back.
You're listening to AM 1100, Atlanta's sports and entertainment radio network. Live from the Sports Jock Studios, this is AM 1100, Hapeville, Atlanta's sports, news, and entertainment radio network. Experience the difference. The opinions expressed during the sponsored program on this station are strictly those of the program host, guests, and callers. They are not necessarily those of Beasley Media Group, this station's staff, or advertisers and agencies.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
There's a lot going on in the world. And your world is always changing. That's why it's important to stay connected. The latest news. The latest entertainment. The newest music. If it's in the air or on the air, it can be in the palm of your hand. Wherever you are. With the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country, and over 15 million songs to create your own custom stations. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
The sun is out, the kids are home, and you're ready to make this summer one they'll never forget. Gather up the family and head over to Lake Winnie, the South's best value amusement park, where there's excitement for everyone. Watch the little ones light up as they experience attractions like the flying elephants and the bumblebees. Get your thrill-seeking hearts racing as you free-fall 14 stories on the Ozone and see if you can stomach the all-new Twister ride. You'll flip over it. Then, satisfy your taste buds with delicious treats like the legendary funnel cakes. With so much to offer and so close to home, Lake Winnie is the perfect place for every family to have fun together. Now open Wednesday through Sunday. Every Friday, buy one unlimited ride ticket and receive another for half off with a Dr. Pepper or any Coca-Cola can. For more information, visit lakewinnie.com.
We want to hear from you. Call in live at 404-603-8770. That's 404-603-8770. You're listening to WWWE 1100 AM.
Experience the difference.
Yo,
what up?
We must be back with a new season, man.
Uh-huh.
1100 AM.
That right?
And we got Tiff, Hand. in the building. H.O. and what Coach. Up? What up? You now about to witness the strength of Sports Talk Radio.
Lego.
I can read your mind. You know it's that time.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly. I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill a whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in. Never stall in. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the King fam. Woo. Been balling since Space Jam. New logo like the L.A. Rams. SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real talk, canine. I know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
I ain't gonna say it.
Atlanta. Sports Roundtable back on 1100 AM. Thanks for tuning in to the first hour of the show. H.O. Tiff, my main man Hand and the Coach D. Will is in the building. Got G Money behind the glass doing this thing. First hour of the show, we talked a lot of college football.
Yes, we did.
And if you still want to call in, 404-603-8770. And follow us on social media, man. Please do that. Because we on Facebook at
SRT Radio.
Instagram at
SRT Radio.
And also Twitter at
SRT Radio.
And once again, if y'all didn't know, Sports Roundtable is an informed, information-based sports radio show. Sports talk radio show. But we do it in an entertaining way. SRT crew in the building. And y'all got to make sure that y'all understand when the SRT crew is in the building, our favorite hashtag is
We Know Sports.
So let's jump. Second hour of the show. Got that FanDuel report coming up. Water cooler report. NFL roundtable discussion. It's going to be wonderful. All right. Let's get ready to the FanDuel report by my main man, Hancock.
Yeah, big homie, this week's FanDuel report is actually just a synopsis on what we're going to be looking forward to this year because there are no games. FanDuel has been regulated by the government and by the powers that be that they don't have any college football games anymore. They only do pros.
Oh, wow.
So in past times, I would give you some college players to go and look out for, but this year you'll only be getting NFL players.
Okay.
All right, so what FanDuel is, for those who don't know, is a daily fantasy game. It's kind of similar to what you have as your fantasy games if you're in fantasy leagues. The scoring goes similar. Like quarterbacks get 1 point for 25-yard completions, 4 points for touchdown passes, and they get a deduction of 1 point for interceptions. Running backs get 6 points for scoring a touchdown, 1 point for every rush over 10 yards, and 0.5 for reception, and so on. Same thing with tight ends and that things of that nature. But what I'll be giving you in the coming weeks are not just picks that you'll get with your Adrian Petersons, your, let's say, give me a big-time player, big homie.
Julio Jones
is your
Tony O'Brien.
And there you go. Some of those big time players who will cost you a lot of money, and you do get a lot of bang for your buck, but you can't put them all on the same roster.
Yeah.
So what you have to find are those diamonds in the roughs, and I will be providing those for you every week here at Wednesday nights in the second hour of the biggest show in Atlanta. That Sports Roundtable. So tune in with me, ride with me, check me out. We're gonna be doing this FanDuel report. I'm looking forward to it, so y'all get with me.
There it is. Hey, so you trying to help somebody, huh?
There it is.
He trying to help me.
Let's get it.
Because I do that. I do that.
Play.
You gonna be here taking notes.
Oh, what? No, I'm gonna be in his text messages. I need the inside information. I need that inside trader.
I'm
Martha Stewart. You know what I'm talking about?
Boy, I tell you. DeAndre Washington.
That's who you're looking for? That's a name you like?
That's a name, y'all. Keep an eye on that name.
Tip, who we like? Sterling.
Shepherd. That's his
one
name?
Player
yeah.
to keep your eye on this year.
Yeah.
He'll help make out those rosters. He'll start off, be real low, because when he starts to score, that it's going to come up. So, like I said, I'm going to find and pick out players to watch, depending on their matchups, and I'll give you those each week.
Okay.
Speaking of fantasy, we had our fantasy draft this past weekend. And I was highly upset. if you can ask anybody, I was highly upset from the messages I was sending. But I'm going to tell you the one moment that sent me over the edge and had me tearing the paint off my walls in my crib. I had, don't you know how you had your queue and you got all your players in your queue that you want to. I had Derrick Henry set the select. Two selections before me.
Right.
Big H.O. took him.
Yeah.
I was so mad that I actually got into an argument with my wife.
Oh, my God.
I wanted Derrick Henry that bad.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
I was like, I told her to call you. I told her it was your fault.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You brought turmoil in my household.
Oh, my goodness.
Now I need to trade him, huh?
Yeah, you might need to give him up.
Yeah, I see.
To me, I hope.
What's your take for
him? Hey, I'm looking at a roster.
Hey, hold on. Hold on. Now, you see I'm mad. Now I got my Bama on today. I need my man.
Did you even get yelled at?
No.
Oh, my God.
He was mad at his draft order and everything.
I hate my whole team.
He was too mad.
I would trade my whole team.
Wow, that's crazy.
Listen, I was a little late to the party.
Yes, you were.
My first pick,
it was auto-drafted.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Yep.
There you go.
No. We're in a PPR league. which PPR, for all the fantasy people out there, that means points per reception. Correct?
Right. Yes.
I needed a wide receiver at one.
You did.
And they auto-drafted me a rookie.
Yeah.
Hey, I got Stephon Diggs.
That was your first one?
No, I'm saying if you need it.
Trying to
I got something to make you feel better.
See, look at that. See, they listen. Y'all,
I know you trying to trade him now.
Because you're a quarterback.
Right, I know.
Do y'all see these boys in here trying to hustle me? They got them fruit cups ready. Let's go.
I ain't trading nobody. I like my squad.
I got something to make you feel better.
Tell me.
Let's see what's going on in the water cooler.
Yo!
Now it's time to find out what they're talking about around the water cooler with the Water Cooler Report.
Welcome to the Water Cooler Report with the Jewel of Sports. We are sponsored by Blunt Power. Get the best car air fresheners around town with Blunt Power. Three sprays last for days. Go to www.bluntpower.com for all of your favorite flavors. All right, y'all know I like to spend a lot of time at water coolers because I like to hear what everybody's talking about. And a lot of people are talking about the man who won't quit trying to sign with a pro team, Tim Tebow. He had his workout yesterday for 28 Major League Baseball teams for 2 hours at USC. He ran the 60-yard dash in 6.65 seconds. He showed off his throwing and fielding skills, and he took batting practice off live pitchers. He struggled a bit with the live pitching. His first 20 pitches, he only put 4 into play, and they said that only one of those would have been a sure hit without an out. They said his 60-yard dash speed shows that he's an above-average runner, and that's based on MLB standards. They graded his throwing from the outfield as average, and on a scale that ranges from 20 to 80, they gave him a 40, but one scout actually gave him a 30, and that's basically below average. There were 50 media members there and 40 scouts, and Tebow was big and stocky, so sometimes it looked like he didn't even have the correct mechanics to even swing and hit the ball or
even
throw the ball.
It didn't look like he didn't. The way he looked like, he did not.
He looked funny out there at times.
He hit a home run 430 feet.
Wow. He hit like 3 of those. And and word on the street is that there's a winter Venezuelan league team that wants to offer him a contract because they think he's low risk, high reward, and that they'll maybe be able to, you know, sell some tickets with him. But I don't think that a Major League Baseball team will only pick him up to sell tickets because I don't see how he will help a team.
I said that last week.
Not going to happen. Like I said, but you were good in high school.
Yeah.
You could have. Why didn't you try?
Well, I had to be with y'all, to be honest. I love y'all, man.
No way in the world.
Yeah, I love y'all.
Listen.
But why don't he just play tight end and just call it a day?
Fullback.
Why don't he just play PlayStation? His days are over.
Like,
his days are over for real.
True.
He needs to just retire and stay. Well, he has a nice, cushy little TV job.
He got a statue. Yeah. Don't he have a statue or something down there in Florida?
Yeah, he
okay,
does.
Live off that, man.
But
he is an exceptional athlete. We got to give him that.
He is very much so.
Sometimes you just got to stop.
Not
yeah,
for
but he
looked
like a linebacker out there.
He just
he's
got
huge.
Stopped. He wearing his little brother's shirt.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Sit down, man.
Adidas signed it right before the –
Detroit. But here's my thing. Just for somebody who's
dressed head to toe with Adidas,
a citizen of the SRT show, our friend Kenny Graham Jr.
Shout out Kenny.
What up, Kenny?
Who is an actual baseball player who is fighting tooth and nail,
yeah.
Fighting tooth and nail to get his shot.
Yeah.
Here's somebody who has dedicated their life to this sport.
Yeah. Right.
Who can't get the shot that Tim Tebow just got. Right.
Why 20
is that?
Teams.
20 teams.
And the Atlanta Braves took their butt over there to look at it.
Come
they
on,
really
man.
Did.
So how
shout
that's
out to
so
the Chicago
unfair.
Cubs, they did not. Right.
That is so unfair for these cats who are out here who've given their whole lives and careers to this game.
Yeah.
Hey, question. So, I mean, you know why that many teams went out there. I mean, why do you think a bunch of teams went out to look at Michael Jordan play baseball?
True.
It's a gimmick to sell tickets. He's not going to make it to the majors, I don't think.
Right.
He'll be on a single A team, maybe a double A team, and he's going to sell tickets and bobbleheads and T-shirts.
PR stunt.
It's going to be fun for everybody. I mean, and you've seen it with other people try it. Like Tracy McGrady tried to play baseball.
Yep, he got
a couple years
White
ago.
Sox.
So
yep.
It's going to be it's fun for everybody. I mean, I'm sure Tebow wants to play in the major leagues, but I think he'll just be a chance for everybody in the smaller cities where the minor league teams are to get a chance to see him play and get to meet him.
Tampa Bay Ray.
Hey, go on down to Montgomery with the Montgomery Biscuits, who was a Tampa.
Montgomery Biscuits.
That's their name?
That's the
really?
Yeah.
The Montgomery
Biscuits.
I thought he was joking.
You got to understand, we had Evan LaGoria, David Price, all them for the, that's a Tampa Bay Rays affiliate.
Yeah. Okay.
All of them came biscuits? Through there.
Yeah.
All of them, the Biscuits, baby.
I don't know if he will be allowed to go to Alabama, though.
Oh, no.
All right, Terry.
We'll take him in Gwinnett Braves.
Look, man, he was a great college football player.
Yeah, he was.
Great.
Yeah. Just leave it alone.
Quit.
Go ahead, Terry.
The first round of the U.S. Open started Tuesday. Serena Williams dominated. She had 12 aces, went 28 of 31 on her first serve, won 20 of 25 points with her serve, including 17 of 18 on the first serve. And she won both sets quick, 6-3 to 6-3. And she also hit a 121-mile-per-hour serve during that match. Like, I think she has a little chip on her shoulder because people have been talking mess about how she did in Rio. So
yeah.
These girls might want to watch out in this tournament.
Her and Tebow had a conversation.
Hey, we do talk entertainment on this show, right? Sports and entertainment.
Yeah, that's get it in, D.
When she lost in the Olympics, it was a tweet that was sent out.
Yes, it was.
By a very, very, very popular entertainer by the name of Nicki Minaj. She tweets, Serena lost. And she doesn't have Drake to blame for it this time.
Ooh.
Whoa. Serena responds to the tweet and says, 160 million to 70 million. I win. Match point.
Shots fired.
Like, how can you follow that?
Hashtag nuff said.
Nuff said.
Yeah. Venus Williams, she hit a milestone, making her 72nd appearance in a Grand Slam singles main draw, which surpassed an open-air record, a fellow American, American Frazier. She broke the Wimbledon record a couple months ago, making her 70th appearance. And she won her first match at the U.S. Open in 2 hours and 42 minutes, which is the longest women's match so far this year. She is 18-0 in first-round matches at the U.S. Open, and that's one behind all-time leader Chris Evert. And Andy Murray and also Novak Djokovic also won their first round matches. And Novak Djokovic automatically goes to the third round because the guy that he was supposed to play in the second round withdrew.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's gravy. Yeah.
Big H.O., why are you making that face?
Pronounce his name.
Djokovic.
Novak Djokovic.
Yeah. Now spell it.
D-R-O-V-I-C.
That's my point.
Nope. All right, Craig Sager, he continues to fight his battle with cancer. He has acute myeloid leukemia, and he's had it since April 2014. And now, thanks to an anonymous donor, Sager today will have his third bone marrow transplant.
That's great.
Yeah, he has already had two of these stem cell transplants, and they said that very rarely does somebody have a third. He couldn't go over and cover the men's and women's basketball games in Rio at the Olympics, although he wanted to, because he had to go through a new round of chemotherapy for this stem cell transplant that he just had. But he wants to be ready for NBA opening night and thinks he will be. So, Craig Sager, man, get strong.
Get strong.
We really
praying for you, Craig.
Yeah,
Craig.
We really are. But you know what? That's a wrap on your water cooler report with the Jewel of Sports. We are sponsored by Blunt Power. Get the best car air fresheners around town with Blunt Power. Three sprays last for days. Go to www.bluntpower.com for all of your favorite flavors.
Try to great say favorite job.
Flavors. Yeah, that's a, real fast. That's a tongue twister.
That's like
That is. But, hey, SRT, we got to take a quick break. And when we get back, we go jump NFL. Michael Vick name has come up. In the cold city of Minnesota. We'll see how that's going to go. Sports Roundtable, SRT, 1100 AM. We'll be right back.
Keep your ears locked. Sports Roundtable will be right back.
The sun is out, the kids are home, and you're ready to make this summer one they'll never forget. Gather up the family and head over to Lake Minnie, the South's best value amusement park, where there's excitement for everyone. Watch the little ones light up as they experience attractions like the flying elephants and the bumblebees. Get your thrill-seeking hearts racing as you free-fall 14 stories on the Ozone and see if you can stomach the all-new Twister ride. You'll flip over it. Then, satisfy your taste buds with delicious treats like the legendary funnel cakes. With so much to offer and so close to home, Lake Winnie is the perfect place for every family to have fun together. Now open Wednesday through Sunday. On Thursdays, bring a canned food item and save $5 on an unlimited ride ticket. Sponsored by WRCB-TV. For more information, visit lakewinnie.com.
Radio.
Tune in.
Now.
You can tune in to this radio station on any smartphone or tablet.
iPhone.
Android.
BlackBerry.
Nokia.
Samsung.
Windows phones.
Or whatever you have. Download the free TuneIn app from your phone or tablet's app store.
Tune in with music, sports, news, and comedy.
From over 70,000 radio stations around the world, including this Beasley Broadcast Group station. Check it out at TuneIn.com.
Or your app store.
You're listening to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew on WWWE 1100 AM.
This is going to be my new ringtone. Sports Roundtable.
He's going to mess with this song.
Back at you. Second hour of the show. I'm your humble host, Mr. H.O. from Bankhead. I got Tiff Hand and Coach D. Will in the building with my main man G Money behind the glass. It's time to get into this NFL roundtable discussion.
Here's your SRT roundtable discussion.
And this discussion tonight is sponsored by Jay's Used Cars. If you're looking for a used or pre-owned car, please contact Jay's Used Cars at 770-496-0339. And if you mention SRT or Roundtable, you get a 10% discount on your down payment. Check out his website at jaysusedcars.com for inventory. All right, there's an elephant in the room.
Yes, there is.
Let's go ahead and get to it, man.
Get to it.
Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Got a lot of people looking at this different ways. Had one host say, he's not black. had another host say, well, God, at least God blessed him with two white parents. I mean, people say some of the darndest stuff.
Don't they?
Oh, my goodness. But if you haven't heard by now, or if you've been living under a rock, if you cable been off and you just hadn't paid the bill.
That's the only way you ain't know.
And if you had the internet and ain't on Facebook or not, because that's all people been talking about.
Yeah.
You pay your phone bill.
Hottest topic in America, man.
Kaepernick has, he didn't stand up for the national anthem. The third preseason game, but he didn't stand up the first two games.
I was about to say that.
So,
but he wasn't dressed out.
Nobody noticed.
Yeah, he wasn't dressed out.
My thoughts on it, and I'm just going to keep it very, very simple because we can have a two-hour show just about this.
True.
I admire and respect the fact that he actually did his homework before he did anything. This man was well prepared for this. Regardless of what you may say, how you may say it, he's not budging, he didn't hesitate, and he has his stories together, and he knows what he's talking about. And I have to respect and just say I admire someone who's going to make a stand, but be prepared to make a stand. And he was well prepared. And that's all I got on it, to be honest.
And I totally agree with you. And just my personal opinion, I agree with Colin Kaepernick. Because what the flag is a symbol of is freedom. And that freedom gives us the right to choose the way we feel. And he chose to make a stand based on what he felt was right. And if you take away the right for somebody to feel the way they want to feel about a situation, that is contradicting everything that America stands for. All right. Now, you can also go back and say, what did America stand for prior to these days? What was America actually built on? Okay. So we don't talk politics, but it was written in that African Americans were 3/5 of humans in the United States Constitution. So for them to say that, and then for them to come at Colin Kaepernick for having the right to feel the way he feels, is just totally contradicting everything that this country stands for. And just to go to the people who will make comments, Rodney Harrison from NBC Sunday Night Football to be in particular, for him to come out and say he doesn't understand because he's not black, one shows your ignorance because you didn't do your homework, and because Colin Kaepernick is biracial. And my whole point, you don't have to be black to understand the injustice that's going on in America right now. Anybody can stand up for injustice. Right. You don't have to be black to stand up for Black Lives Matter. You don't have to be white to stand up for what you believe in. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It all matters what's right and what's wrong. And if you believe something is injustice, if a white person came and stood up for injustice against blacks, that's even the more better, because that's what we need in America. We are supposed to come together. So for him to make that statement is him saying he agrees with segregation in this country, because he's one of the black people that actually made it. So since he made it, he says he doesn't care about what's going on for the rest of America. And for him to say you have to be black and you have to be from the struggle to understand the struggle is the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life. And I agree he won't be there for long. And if he is there for long, the person that sits next to him, which is Tony Dungy, who is a stand-up human being, should have an issue with it. Because I'm going to be honest with y'all. If one of y'all were to make a comment like that, we would have to have a conversation off air before we got back on air together. And we would have to make that conversation public so they would know that I'm not sitting next to a hypocrite, because I refuse to sit and do business with hypocrites. Wow. And everybody in the world should have that same sentiment.
Somebody else did their homework.
Yeah.
D-Way, that was brilliant.
I appreciate it.
That was top notch. Top notch. All right, Han.
Well, what I have to say is, if we go back a few months, one of the greatest humanitarians and black activists and athletes of our time passed away by the name of Muhammad Ali. Mm-hmm. And all we heard were these glowing things about Ali, about how righteous he was and how great a human being he was. And all this, as I told you all then, was revisionist history. And it was revisionist history because Ali didn't do what they wanted him to do. He didn't go fight for this country. He refused to go into the army. And he was called all kind of things and blackballed out of years of his career. You know, a lot of his prime fighting years were taken away because he didn't join the military. But like he said, nobody over there was killing anybody in his neighborhood, so he didn't feel it was right. He didn't feel that what this war stood for was something that he felt he should be doing. And he stood up for it. And he took flak just like Colin Kaepernick is taking flak now. This is the same America. It's not changed. Mm-hmm. It's a different kind of oppression. You know, back then it was a little more out in the open. Now it's a little more overt. Whether that's keeping you down financially or keeping you down socially, economically, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just a different day and time. But it's just the same thing. And I've heard this all this being spewed about him going against the military or being derogatory toward them. He's never said anything like that. He's never said anything like that. But this is the only place where somebody can run for an office by saying, I can go out and shoot somebody with a gun and still get voted for. Mm. He can have a platform where he's trying to get votes and say, look, get him out of here and incite riots to where they want to jump people. Or it'd say, if somebody beats him up, I'll take care of your bail. But nobody has a real problem with that. You still want to vote for him. Mm. But somebody sits down in a peaceful demonstration to say, I'm protesting the way people like me, people of color, are being treated in this United States. He sits down quietly, not mess with anybody's rights, not starting anything, nothing. And he's being vilified for a peaceful protest, which America gained their independence from somebody when they didn't like it. They left what? Britain.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So what they didn't like what was going on over there, so whatever. So they tried to break away from whatever they did, all the taxing and everything that they still. So he tried to break away. Mm-hmm. They didn't like what was happening.
Yep.
All he did was bring light to something that's been going on for years. There's been social injustice, racial injustice, economic injustice. You look throughout our society and throughout our communities, we're behind. And yeah, some of it's our fault. Don't get me wrong. You can't blame everything on everybody else. But you do have to look at the situation and look at the walls that we face. So those are my points on it. You know, they've even, what they do is skew the message. The message was to show about the injustices that our people face or people like us face. It wasn't about saying he didn't like the military or disrespecting them. It was nothing about that. But as you hear, listen to all the arguments. They put everything else in about why this is wrong, but they're not addressing why he sat down. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They made it about everything else.
Everything else. Good point, Han. All right, Tip.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick is in a position where he has a voice that can be heard. And we are in a country where we can exercise the right, and we have the right of freedom of speech. And he said, when they asked him, that he was doing that basically in protest of the opposition that people of color that is going on in this country. And I feel that the whole thing about people throwing the military in it. I love the fact that military people have started the hashtag Veterans for Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. Because they are all showing pictures of themselves in their uniforms and putting messages on there talking about that they fought for this country, for him to have the right to do stuff like that. Like he, and like Hancock said, he wasn't running around with no signs and hollering at people. He just sat down quietly by himself exercising his right that the military goes and fights for. And so for people to be saying that he disrespected the military is totally wrong. So I want to shout out all the veterans that have come out and supported him with that hashtag Veterans for Kaepernick, because that really showed the people that the racist people that are throwing all these racial slurs at him about it, the people that are the military people that are basically saying that he disrespected him, that's basically showing you that it was no disrespect towards the military at all. And when the media asked him about it, he told you exactly why he did it. So everybody that continues to throw him disrespecting the military in it needs to stop, because he told you exactly why he was sitting down. He is in a position where he has a right to exercise his right of freedom of speech, and he did that for what's going on in this country, because they're not listening to people, regular people like us, when we on the streets, like trying to tell them, like, leave us alone, stop it. So let somebody who is on a national stage, is on TV, can, who has microphones in their face, let him speak for people like us that aren't getting our voices heard. So I think it's great what he did, and I don't feel that it's disrespectful at all. The only thing that, the only negative part about it that I could go for is if it's a requirement from the NFL that they want everybody to stand and they paying you $17 to $19 million a year, I think that you need to follow their requirements because you making millions upon millions of dollars for them. That's my only other part.
But they don't, they don't have that.
Exactly. So, so yeah. I'm on the side with, I'm with Kaepernick because he exercised his right of what the veterans go and fight for that flag, our freedom of speech, and he quietly sat down because of the terrible things that are going on in this country. Donald Trump says there's terrible things going on in this country and they want to vote him in office, but now Colin Kaepernick says it and they want to kick him out the country.
And like, off the team.
And off the team, like out the NFL. There, I read an article today that said 90-95% of the NFL executives said that they don't want him nowhere near their team.
And that's the part that kind of gets to me also, because you're kind of damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Because when social issues happen and athletes don't step up, we always say, why aren't they stepping up?
Right, and as soon as somebody does, they we got the internet bullies behind the screen calling him all types of terrible names and threatening him.
About everything else but what he's trying to
exactly
the convoluting the argument.
Exactly. And somebody, people were burning his jersey and everything over this.
All right, G, what you got, baby? I already know you got something.
Well, what's interesting is, as far as the whole conversation, is people want to bring up other things about Kaepernick as if that's supposed to void what he felt and what he felt he needed to do. So like, oh, you're just a backup quarterback. So you're making $19 million and you're going to do this. Like, just because I have money doesn't mean that racism disappears.
Exactly.
You know, so that kind of that part that bothered me. And what I pulled up, what I was pulling up was a quote from an article written by Bomani Jones for The Undefeated.
Oh, yeah. Good guy.
And he said, to oppose racism is righteous. To deny its existence, no matter the reason, is cowardice. To treat a peaceful protest like an act of war against whiteness or America, notions used interchangeably in this debate, which is problematic, but that is hypocrisy.
Hmm. Wow.
So that's the one definition just about.
Yeah. So the... We were saying with the veterans, like they fought for his right to protest the national anthem. And I've seen videos on social media about how the national anthem is broken down and how it's actually includes like
it's a diss song.
They're celebrating
what it is.
Celebrating killing runaway slaves. Yeah. That's another verse that no one ever sees because it's no one ever goes past the first verse.
Yeah. Verse three.
They omitted the third verse.
Yeah, verse three. I learned about the colonial Marines. Those were the black slaves that came over and fought.
With Britain. They fought with Great Britain. Exactly.
And I come from a military family, both my parents. I have a sister, my grandfather, you know, and they all support him. They completely understand what's going on and they know it's nothing against the military, and which he didn't even mention exactly. when he was asked about it. So they understand what's going on, and eventually more people will understand, I hope.
Yeah. But see, but to your point about this song, and it's stuff that we don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't even know there were four verses. I'm gonna be honest with you.
So you just told me right now.
But it's the third verse in there where they talk about the blood of the slaves to wash the British back off the shores.
Yeah.
And then it's their home but for you, Lord Bray, whatever.
Exactly.
But that's what I'm talking about. We sit here and we, you know, do all these things that we're taught to keep fighting for, keep upholding, when they sometimes really don't have our best interest at all.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. To you be have honest a great with point. You. So, I mean, think about it. It's just like, as my boy, my son says, it's like Jay-Z singing the diss song that Nas wrote.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
It's like your boy singing with Drake about something he talked about.
Meek Mill taking the Drake
exactly.
song.
Exactly. So, we're taking stuff that was really not for us and upholding it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. Acting like it is for us.
Yeah.
But they want us to seem like it, hey, this is for you. You know, and like you say, it wasn't even a song.
Yeah.
It was made, it was written as a poem.
Exactly.
All right. It was written as a poem. So my thing is, symbolism is one thing. And I'm all for symbolism. But symbolism shouldn't be what we uphold as righteousness. Okay? That shouldn't be what. If you don't salute the flag, you're a bad person.
Right.
What does that flag actually mean? It's a piece of cloth. And not to just go too far, but for them to say he disrespected the flag and tell him to, if he doesn't want to be here, leave. But you have a human being like Dylann Roof in a picture burning a flag.
Right.
And you start a GoFundMe that raises $1 million.
Ain't that the kid they took to Burger King?
They took him to Burger King after killing 9 African-Americans in a church. For you to say things like this, it kind of gives us the idea of
why Colin Kaepernick sitting down.
Yeah.
And this is my whole point. We got to move on. But if anybody in the San Francisco organization is now saying anything, why didn't you say anything in the first 2 games?
Thank you.
Right. You knew he wasn't dressed, so
thank you.
What's the problem now?
Thank you.
Maybe they just thought, maybe he's just doing it because he's not dressed.
I have one good question. Do you think, like, he said he's going to continue to sit.
Right.
Okay. Do you think any teammates will sit with him, or do you think he continues to do it by himself?
Well, I know the guy from the Eagles.
Wanted to.
The Eagles.
He wanted to, but his agent told him, no, buddy.
No, don't do that.
Yeah. That's brave of Colin Kaepernick being a backup quarterback. You know what I'm saying? If I can understand if you were the starter of a team, your job was solidified.
Right.
But you can be Allen Iverson blackballed.
Right. You could be out the league.
And he
next
will
week,
be after this $12 million is out of his contract.
He will be.
See, that's the thing. They owe him $12
million. And that's the only reason they're hanging on to
him. Guaranteed $12 million. You see what I'm saying? So that's probably the only reason he's still on the roster. And they want to make him play tomorrow night or whenever they play because they don't want to risk the other boy, Gabbard, as a quarterback.
Yeah,
somebody get crazy. Hurt.
Speaking of backup quarterback, would you call Mike Vick real quick to Minnesota?
If I'm Minnesota, yes, I call him.
Okay.
If I'm Mike Vick, I'm not picking up the phone.
Too cold.
Well, they play inside now.
No, they outdoors.
Oh, but they got a little roof. They got the retractable roof now.
Yeah, that's right. I'm thinking about the college team is all out.
Yeah, it's all
right.
Yeah,
they're right. You're right.
If you're Minnesota, do you call?
I think you have to call.
If you're Minnesota, you got to call every quarterback in the league.
You got to call. I mean, because you don't have to give up anything for him.
Yeah.
But, boy, my boy looked so bad. Last time he was on the center. I don't know. It might be time Tebow and Mike just to come.
Oh, don't put him out there with Tebow.
Hey, look,
all right, Terry, you calling?
I'm calling everybody. Every quarterback that is a free agent in the league or that is available for trade, I'm calling because they need somebody on that team.
All right, last topic.
Kaepernick.
I'm trying to get him, too.
Fourth round pick.
That'd be easy. A
lot of injuries. Romo out again.
Oh. Hancock, pick your head up.
Connor Shaw broke his leg from Chicago backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Justin Houston out for 6 games. Who else is out?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater, we just talked about. If you listen to the sports update, he's out. So my question is, should we just do away with preseason, Hand, or how do we fix this?
I don't think you have to do away with preseason because I think it has a value. You have to evaluate people coming in game situations. But I think what you should do is go down to 2 games, and one being mostly you evaluate your fringe players to see if they make the roster, and then the other one you kind of get some game situations for your starters. I think with your scrimmages that they hold with teams, go and visit teams in the preseason. You know how they go and they spend a week scrimmaging against whoever they play. Like Atlanta might go down to Houston and scrimmage with them. I think you get enough evaluation in those.
Right.
So 2 preseason games I think would be fine. But you know what it is. This is a money grab. Mm-hmm. This is for the owners. Because the players, this doesn't go toward their contract. All this money goes to them. So
and Keanu Neal hurts for the Falcons.
Yeah, Keanu Neal's hurt. So yeah. I just think 2 preseason games, I think, would be sufficient. That's what I think.
Be real, real quick.
Yeah, I agree. I think 2 preseason games will be sufficient. But the owners, the reason they don't want to go to 2 preseason games, because If that's the case, you have to extend the regular season and go to an 18-game schedule.
Because they want the money.
Exactly, because you're going to need that money. But they understand.
They got so much TV money, D-Will. Yeah.
They do, and I agree. But understand, if they go to 18 games, guess what they have to do? They have to extend the roster. So if you have to extend the roster from 53 to, say, 65, you got to pay more people. Yeah. And the owners don't want to give up that extra money.
That's what it's about, money. It's a money grab.
It's all about money.
They even talking about extending the season to more games.
Exactly, 18 games. If you go to 18 games, you can't have a 53-man roster because that's more potential for injuries. Yeah. But my point is, you're still playing the same amount of preseason games. That's four games. Damn, so they're still getting the same injuries.
No. If you're going to extend the season, go ahead and cut back to preseason, I think.
For sure. You got to.
That's what I think.
Without them even talking about extending the season, I think they need to cut back to preseason. Yeah. Because, I mean, your starters only play for maybe a quarter or two quarters anyway. Exactly. So if you cut it down to two games, they probably play four quarters in one of them games.
And you get an evaluation of your other players.
Exactly.
So
they get paid enough to do all that part. Stuff
I agree.
Together.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, Falcons play tomorrow, their last preseason game.
All their games on Thursday night?
Yeah.
I think everybody's playing Thursday, so they will all come back at the same time for your Monday night games.
Yeah.
So just wanted to throw that out at you. And real quick, they signed Golston. Does he help?
I don't think he has anything.
Huh?
I mean, they needed a body, but that lets you know where Willie Moe stood. Willie definitely knows the defense, and they didn't even call him.
No, nope.
Wow, they didn't even call.
I don't think Golston has anything left.
Yeah.
Willie Moe would hit you, though.
Yeah, but when he missed
you.
He got
no balls, dude.
when he missed you, he going to fall 40 yards.
That's the truth.
That need to be a soundbite.
Yeah, it does.
All right, man, that's it for the NFL Roundtable discussion. Sponsored to you by Jay's Used Cars. If you're looking for a pre-owned or a used car, please contact Jay's at 770-496-0339. Mention SRT or Sports Roundtable. Get a 10% discount on your down payment. Check out the inventory at jaysusedcars.com. All right, about to go to a sports update with the Jewel of Sports.
And now it's time for a sports update.
Welcome to your final sports update of the night with Bejeweled of Sports, Tiffany Boyd on the SRT Show. I got some Major League Baseball scores for you. The Braves are beating the Padres in the top of the 7th, 6-1. Shout out Big H.O., that's your squad.
He over here dancing.
Yeah. The Nationals are beating the Phillies 2-1 in the top of the 9th. The Blue Jays are beating the Orioles 5-1 in the top of the 8th. The Mets are beating the Marlins 5-2 at the end of the 8th. We have the Indians beating the Twins 8-3 at the top of the 9th. We have the Chicago Cubs beating the Pirates 2-1 in the bottom of the 5th. We have the Brewers beating the Cardinals 3-1, and that's in the bottom of the 6th. We have the Rockies beating the Dodgers 6-2. That's at the top of the 5th. We have the Royals beating the Yankees 4-0. That's at the top of the 6th as well. And we have some final scores for you. The Tigers beat the White Sox 3-2. The Red Sox beat the Rays 8-6. The Rangers beat the Mariners 14-1. The Astros beat the Athletics 4-3. The Rockies beat the Dodgers 7-0. The Giants beat the Diamondbacks 4-2. And the Angels beat the Reds 3-0. And that's a wrap on your sports update with the Jewel of Sports. Catch us every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on WWE AM 1100.
Great job, Go Braves.
I had to throw that in there, huh?
Yeah, he was over there getting. He was hype.
With them big old 50 wins. 50 and 75.
Oh, my God. I hurt my feelings. Hey, man, now it's time for one of my favorite segments. It's time to get it off your chest.
Do you have something that you want to say? Well, then it's time to...
Say it with your chest!
Yeah, man. One of our favorite segments that we've adopted. And it's get it off your chest. And I just have to just say for people, this is stemming from the Kaepernick situation. And I actually face it every day, to be honest with you, is people don't listen.
Woo! Mm. Boy!
People just do not listen.
Mm-mm-mm. You can say that again.
I mean, you can say something. Make sure you turn right at the stop sign. Did you say turn right at the stop sign? So I'm almost to the point where I have to ask, do I have your undivided attention before I start to talk? Mm. Pay attention to just some of the conversations. You ask a question about one thing, they answering about 12 other things. That's not even the question.
I feel you on
all right, PBC. Listen, man. I thank the Lord that my mom and BC trained me and said, you have to listen.
Listening is a skill.
This is what the biggest problem is. They don't even know that they not listening.
They sure don't.
That's the problem.
They think they are.
You know what other problem is? You can't listen while you talk.
Mm. Yeah.
Not at all.
And that's the main thing I got in my house with my kids, is they talking while I'm talking.
Exactly. I call it
they can't hear.
Unconsciously incompetent.
I like that.
That's what I had to get out of my chest.
I like that.
Listen!
All right. So this is what I have to get out of my chest. Y'all know how I felt about this certain person I'm about to mention. I haven't been the biggest fan. I have to say I am becoming a fan, especially because of this new commercial he has out. And I am talking about Russell Westbrook.
Oh, wow.
His new Jordan commercial is one of the best commercials I've ever seen in my life. And they are taking a direct shot at Kevin Durant. He is basically running on a runway, dribbling like he about to dunk a basketball. And in flight, they say others run and others build runways.
Shots fired!
Yo, it's one of the best commercials I've ever seen in life.
That was dope.
It's super dope.
Just to piggyback off of you, do you know in Oklahoma, there's a town called Durant.
Yes.
Yes.
That they're wanting to change the name to Westbrook.
Yeah, somebody started a petition.
They started a petition to change the name from Durant to Westbrook.
Nugget.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
So, I just have a feeling that this boy is about to average a triple-double this year, and he's about to snap. Because, I mean, he can't be on the team with another superstar. The team has to be built around him. And so I think this year I'm probably going to become a fan.
Multiple 60
FanDuel.
Yeah.
All right, man, what you got, baby?
Getting off my chest, the only thing I'm going to say is freedom is only free when the powers that be agree.
Hey,
nice.
Enough said.
And with that, with those bars you just dropped.
Bars.
Those are bars. I don't know if y'all know. What I'm going to get off my chest has nothing to do with sports.
Okay.
Has nothing to do with politics. Has nothing to do with social. It has to do with music. I'm so sick of these disrespectful new age rappers.
Mm.
In particular, Lil Yachty.
Uh-oh, name calling.
Yeah, I'm dropping dimes. And an 18-year-old Atlanta rapper named Lil Boat. This cat has been on the airwaves talking way too much. Mm-mm. He came out and said he is unable to name 5 Tupac or Biggie songs.
What?
He can't name 5 Tupac or Biggie songs.
Wow.
But here's what he says. I am not a rapper. I don't care to study the art of rap. If I want to make a song and just say, yeah, the whole song with a turned up beat, I will do that.
What?
Now, here's the issue why I want to get this off my chest. Here's the issue I have with it. If you call yourself not being a rapper and you have no respect for the hip-hop culture, and the genre, why are you making money off of it?
That part right there.
How are you going to exploit something that has saved a lot of lives in this world? You're going to exploit that and say you care nothing about it. People, let me say it like this. It has saved and lost a lot of lives. So for you to say you care nothing of the culture, but you continue to benefit off of it.
Wow.
Lil Yachty. His music's terrible. He looks terrible.
I never even heard of him until you just mentioned him.
Oh, ask Jalen. They know him.
Ask Young and them.
Ask Young and them. But Lil Yachty, get some respect. Put some respect.
Put some respect on it.
All right, G-Money.
All right, it's not as bad as not liking Lil Yachty, but I do agree with you.
I appreciate it.
A couple of days ago, I went to the store, and it was in another city. This is in Duluth, and I'm driving back home, and I pass by something that says, I don't want to say the name of the place. It might still be open, but it was an internet cafe. I haven't seen an internet cafe since watching the Jason Bourne movies. He's the only person I know to ever use one. And for those who are not sure what an internet cafe is, it's basically a library minus the books, but only computers. It's basically for people to get online who don't have a computer.
Right.
So I hadn't seen one since, you know, seeing, I think it was the second Bourne movie, The Bourne Supremacy. So it just reminded me, and it should remind everyone, update your technology. So you don't look crazy out here. All right. If you still have a cassette deck in your car, you need to change that out. All right. If you still play the vinyl at home, only at home.
Exactly. Okay?
But, you know, get your 8-tracks and cassette decks out of the car. And don't even get a CD player. Just get where you can put in an aux cord and play from your phone.
There you go.
That's all you got to do. That's it.
All right. Whew.
And get rid of your flip phones.
We got a lot off our chest.
Tell that to Andrew Luck.
Exactly. All right, man. Now it's time to actually thank our sponsors. Want to thank Jesus Cars, Smart Seal Security, and Blunt Power. Without you guys, man, we could do it, but you guys sure help. I tell you that much. Shout out to Shay Monet. She went to the gym today.
Shay. What up, Shay?
What up, Shay?
They got her down and out.
Oh, we should have recorded her when she came out of anesthesia.
So keep your head up, Shay Monet. And you can't rinse yet. shout out to your loyal listeners. Shout out to my crew. Shout out to my main man, Slick Money. Catch us tomorrow, 7 to 8. Rain Man Show. Me and my main man, Hand Slick Money.
We riding shotgun, Slick Money.
Yeah, and once again, thanks for everything. Irvin, stay up, baby.
Stay up, Irv.
And once again, happy birthday, Tracy, my girl. Tomorrow is her birthday, so keep that in mind. That's all I got.
Shout out to all the ladies that listen and support the SRT show. Shout out to the loyal listeners as well. Shout out to my dad, Al Boyd. Love you, Pops. Shout out to my fiance, Terrell. I love you. Shout out to my SRT crew. Love y'all. Follow your girl on social media at Tiff Get Familiar. Get familiar with your girl.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to all my people in Milwaukee. Had a great time at a family reunion this past weekend. But that 26 hours of driving, boy, that drained you, boy. 13 going, about 13 back.
Oh, no.
Woo! Boy, it was rough. But, hey, I enjoyed seeing everybody. Love y'all. I want to know that y'all listening. Let me know.
Hey, shout out to my crew, of course. Shout out to the wifey, Hero. What up? Hey, shout out to all my people that be chiming in on Facebook Live, man. Salute to y'all, man. Y'all keep it going. And everybody follow me, man. I was mad about my followers last week, but I'm calmed down. But follow me on all social media, man. I am Coach K9. That's I am Coach K as in King and the number 9.
All right. With that being said, Hand, let's roll.
Boogie! I'm headed home, baby.
The jewel of sports is leaving the building.
They call me Coach because I teach you how to ball.
And this your main man, H-O-R-I-P-B-C-R-I-P, Mom. And if you love the show,
tell a friend.
And if you didn't,
just sit down.
SRT.
See ya.
See y'all later. Peace.